I got a big poster to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Jacob Jonas and Jess Donahan. That's us. This is Jacob Jonas of TikTok. I'm just saying it because I'm proud of you, okay? Is that okay? Hey, guys, real quick, we're Dead Room Comedy. Who's heard of the Dead Room before? Okay. Oh, excellent. Why don't I start? Who's never heard of the Dead Room before? Okay, so,
Jacob.
It's exciting. We're going to bring this concept that we were doing in our basement together. We were doing basement shows, we brought it to another venue, now this is the first time here. This is the biggest crowd we've had. Keep it going for yourselves for being here. Right?
Yeah.
For
those of you
who
just
aren't
For those of you who don't know, the Dead Room, this is a competition-based comedy show. As an audience, your only objective is to not laugh, which sounds counterintuitive. But the comic's only goal is to make you laugh, right? So we get some pretty crazy shit going. Hey, Jeff, do you want to do that test?
Okay, yeah, here's a test, guys. Okay, everyone, hey, sip it.
Everyone understood the objective?
Everyone understands it, but you got to keep it quiet, okay? I got to earn this, okay? All right, I'm going to do it. Don't laugh, okay? Here's the big test. Guys, I'm a snowflake. Shut the fuck up. I'm a snowflake because when my butthole lands on a tongue, I melt. Shut up! Oh, that was good. That was good.
Because
I earned it. I mean, that was funny. I'm all the way up here.
You just split your pants.
I know the shrooms are kicking in. This is fun.
Oh, good.
A lot of fun. So that's the thing. But the comics are gonna have 2 minutes to earn the laughter. Who's a fan of cringe comedy? Okay, good. Then you guys are fucking here for the right shit. Jacob, first up, let's get a moment.
Yeah, we can get you guys rolling. You don't have to not laugh the entire show. We'll start you off with some jokes.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get you laughing, okay? Because you're nice people. We'll throw you some laughs, you know, some jokes. You've earned it, okay? It's very nice for you to be here. We appreciate it. So,
yeah, true. Hey, listen.
Feed the pickies.
That's a funny one. Listen. Attention, piggies. listen, I love this area of Denver, by the way. I've lived in Denver 3 years, love this area of Denver. I was driving down Broadway the other day. I saw an anti-abortion protest.
Anti-abortion protest?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, listen. This is what's crazy. The protest had to be 100 feet away from the Planned Parenthood building. So everyone was in front of Burger King. And I drove by and I was like, holy shit. Burger King doing abortions now? That's great, you know? Fucking have it your way, I guess. Or fucking whatever. Don't have it at all. You know? Fuck that kid.
Fuck that kid.
A little intense. Hey, a little intense.
What did Sartre say?
Oh, yeah. Sign said it's the only place in Denver where you can get a Whopper Jr. and get
Junior out of your Whopper. That's fun.
We're having fun.
Wow, that's good.
Guys, what's been going on with me? I've been going to therapy.
That's you guys. Welcome to the biggies. Welcome to the frog.
I've been going to therapy recently. I've been going to my parents' therapist. Thank you. The therapist that they referred me to. He's great, right?
He's
fantastic.
Fantastic.
He has decades of experience. But he's part Native American. And I feel like I need a white therapist just because I feel uncomfortable complaining to a Native American. If that makes sense to you guys.
Because I look like this.
I look like this.
You know.
So, you know, every time I walk into his office and I sit down, and I'm like, hey, I've been dealing with a lot of depression recently. And he's always just like, good.
Yeah.
So
you fucking deserve it.
You know?
Fucking. These shrooms are good, dude. I feel a hive mind, bro. Hive mind. I'm a piggy now, baby. We're all fucking piggies tonight. Who's gonna get this show started?
Get the show started.
Yeah. God.
All right. Everybody's aware of the objective. Do not be nice, okay? Do not laugh. I mean, unless something absolutely fucking kills. That's the only way that you should laugh. So, our first comic, love him to death. Everybody, give it up for a staple in the Denver community. Quentin Johnson!
Everybody count him down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, I got this mark on my face because I fell off the wagon. Relapse, huh? Okay. Don't know why that thought would be that funny. This is an impression of your thoughts. Kill yourself? Okay. My mother was a bartender, so I spent the majority of my youth at bars, which is why I talk like this, is from listening to a bunch of drunks. Sorry, I feel so confident and vulnerable up here. I hope nobody tries to have sex with me. I did go out on a date. It went well until towards the end. She said it was nice to meet you. And I was like, Sarah, we work together. She asked me if I had an accent, and I didn't want her to know I had a defect, so I just said that I was a drunk. Okay? I got a haircut recently. Not really. I just really want one. It's going to either be a pair of scissors or a gun. So, I just really need a fresh start. Depression will take you into dark territories you never thought you'd be before, and suicide isn't the answer. Like, killing yourself isn't going to solve any of your problems. But maybe it's a good way to get back at your parents. You guys, I saw my mom the other day. I saw my mom, I love you. I saw my mom, and then I forgot that she died. My mom is dead. Guys, my mom died.
Tommy Baker, everybody, Johnson!
Woo! Holy shit!
Everyone, okay, let's. Everyone, inhale. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow!
That's just normal comedy. That's the best one. One more time for Quentin Johnson, everybody. He's won this show before, and then it shows. So, one thing I gotta explain is that we're keeping tally of about how many people he breaks, and we got about 15 that time. So, we're gonna give a score of 15. The top, like, six or so, maybe, will advance to a second round where they'll have 1 minute. And then the last two, the two finalists, will have 30 seconds to get you to laugh in the finals. So that's the narrative of the night. But keep it going one more time. Quentin Johnson, 15 on the board. And keep it going for next meeting. You're ready on the time. Please welcome Josh Creighton, everybody. And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Guys, how funny is that Quentin's mom's dead? Great content. All right. I'll do an impression for it. That was my impression of the Space Shuttle Challenger. I was sped up by 1,000. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll try another one. That was 9/11. Okay. All right. So you guys seem a little... Okay. People are kind of concerned about abortion being made illegal. Right? But here's the thing. A lot of pro-life people are also pro-capital punishment. And here's the thing. If abortion's made illegal, by law, you gotta have the baby, keep the baby, have the baby, frame the baby for murder. Okay? And then you can kill the baby. And then you're a hero. On top because you stopped a murderer. You know? It's good. Good stuff. A lot of people talk trash about me behind my back. They say stuff like, oh, he's so dumb, or he's not funny, or he dates his sister. You know, it's like, okay.
that's over the line. You know, she's my girlfriend now, so don't talk about her that way. Great, I've prepared a minute 20 material. Well, I was going to do some pedophile stuff, but I do not see any kids here, so I don't have to do that. Do you know the whole point of the thing? Sorry. Right, this guy's overreacting. I feel like I'm killing right now, actually. I know it sounds to you guys that I'm not, but I feel really good about this set. I'm going to end it 8 seconds early. This is arrogant.
All right, wow. Josh Green, everybody. Hey, you got to relax, pal.
You guys were chuckling the entire time.
What did you say?
You don't know how to fucking read? You don't know the rules?
And you had him at...
I got... Listen, Quinn's gonna fucking hate this, but I got Josh at 16. Woo! 16!
Wow. Tough, but hey, you're still in second.
Hey, Quinn, just remember your mom's still dead. So, it doesn't matter. Guys, your next comic, he runs a fantastic show in the summer and in the fall. Everybody, give it up for Philip Cano!
Zip it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fellas, have you ever seen a woman so beautiful, bro, that you think to yourself, man, I would set a dip to fuck that girl right now. Do you have anything? Is it just me, bro? Is it just me? You look like you got it. You look like you set a couple dicks already for that girl right there. We gotta all set a dip sometime. Am I right? Am I right? You know you're fucking right. I mean, you look like you look. Don't fucking laugh. She nudges you. She's like, hey, shut the fuck up. Don't fucking laugh. It's okay. It's okay. Don't listen to her, bro. Don't listen to her. You look like you listen to her, baby. All the time. Let me see. Speaking of dick sucking, I have a friend. She said no to a guy to go see Prince at Madison Square Garden. I said, why do you say no to that guy like that? She says, that guy got a little dick, Philip. I said, what? You said no to a guy to go see Prince at Madison Square Garden because he has a little dick. She said, yeah. I said, damn. She said, yeah, I don't fuck with the small Philip. I said, damn, that's cold-blooded. I would be fucking sucking a dick like it was this fucking joint right here to see fucking Prince at Madison Square Garden. I would be questioning my whole sexuality, as everybody at the Prince concert would be doing, to go see Prince at Madison Square Garden. And she's just like, nah, I don't suck little dicks. She's fucking selfish, bro. She was fucking. And all you guys, I think all you guys would be 100% more sensitive if every single one of you had like a 3 to 8 inch dildo up your ass on high on vibrate. And I think every one of you guys would be a much more sensitive human being. Every single one of you. The ones who are sensitive like you, sir, you look like you've already been down that road. And I appreciate that. I really do. But, I don't know. The rest of you guys are just fucking assholes. No pun intended. Let me see. That fucking sucked. That was fucking trash. This whole fucking thing is trash. This whole place is trash. Everybody's trash here. Am I done yet? 3 more seconds. Trash, 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 trash.
Everybody, trash!
But brutal. That's what that room's all about, baby.
That's it.
We love that shit, right?
Last time he did drugs on stage and won. It was pretty good. And the time before that, he had his nipples out and sheer. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I was talking to Phil before the show. He's like, I can't fucking smoke weed at this, to like get the crowd going.
I thought you were gonna. Listen, someone tonight was DMing me, Hank, saying, hey, can I have someone shoot at me from the back with an airsoft gun that fires at 250 feet per second?
Yeah, no. No. Because boom in your eye, and this is done forever, that's why. That's why.
God. 4?
We got 4. Actually, no, we got 5. There was one final laugh when you said trash, trash, trash.
One more time for Philip.
Everybody give it up for Philip Cano!
He runs the best room in this city. The Humor Underground, I love it. Your next comic, please welcome Garrett Nygren, everyone. He's counting down from
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Band-Aid. You just lose it in the pool. Meanwhile, my dad's doing a cannonball in my mom's pool. He's like, "Rip my splash." I'm like, "Dad, I'm soaked. Very wet." How do you tell someone you don't like them, especially when they're your girlfriend? I used to take girls home all the time, but I no longer work for Uber. That's the one? Really? This guy over here. He's chuckling.
Thank God, get up on the stage. Go, get on, go, goodbye.
Man,
you too! Oh, what the hell? No way for that!
Sorry! Garrett's fucking good at this game.
Dude. He is, he's fucking good at this game.
He absolutely killed it. Oh, can I have a marker, please?
I mean, it was visually... he pulled it off. You know, God. So how many did you give him?
I have one left.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
There's somebody over.
Whatever. For sure. Just write down a number. Let's move on. A low number. Let's move on. That's a little.
We have one liar. Right. One little piggy.
That little piggy can go home. Go.
Your next comic, oh my God, what an absolute unit this man is. Everybody, give it up for the one and only Austin Langley!
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I got some toilet paper for sale if you guys want it. Bedroom comedy. Keep it, pal. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is a stupid show. Dumb premise. I don't agree with it whatsoever. But look at me shine. Look at me shine. What I came here to do. No one knows. Is it what you want to see? Or is it what you want material?
Every show, so that was not totally on the table. more time for Austin Lang.
And give it up.
I will. I'll go fix the aesthetic of this.
The rootin', the tootin'.
Yeah. But in the meantime, we've got another reset that clock. Good silence. Right on time. please welcome Jason Fern, everybody.
Everybody give it up for Jason Fern!
Five,
four, three, two, one.
You're ready. A little bit about me. I grew up pretty poor. We couldn't even afford Monopoly. We had an off-brand Monopoly. You know how broke you have to be for your fake money to be fake? One left, no worries. I thought getting shot with my own airsoft sniper rifle from the back of the room would be a good idea. And then, yeah, right, good lord, exactly. I don't have that many safety glasses for you fine folks. So then I figured I'd put the gun right there. Exactly right, so it's less of a ricochet. But still, like, that's gonna hurt. Yeah, I'll be back to zero. Alright, anyway, I went down to Dallas where JFK got shot. Trying to take a selfie with a lot of eggs on the ground, but I only got a headshot. So imagine that joke, and then I got fucking shot in the head. That would have worked great, Jeff. Apparently, rules or some shit. I was down to take a bullet. Anybody from Aurora? No, didn't fall for that. Good deal. I got a girlfriend out there. She's a rapper. She ended up cheating on me. Guess you can call her a rapping hoe from a rapping hoe. Wasn't planning on doing that one. That hopefully got me a few points. Quick question. Do female Crips menstruate? I don't know, fuck with blood like that. You know what I mean? There we go. Alright. I feel like it's like third. Yeah, I know. What the fuck? God damn! Paid programming. I don't want to save some stuff, but also I don't want to leave a bad taste in your mouth. I'm going to write a horse porno. So I can call it Too Hot to Trot? Yeah, no, I should have just answered that. I'm gonna write a book about the author. Gonna call it the Bible? Yeah, I'm gonna. Y'all, good night.
Everybody give it up for Jason Fern! He's like, I'm not gonna leave a bad taste in your mouth anyway, horse porn.
Why are you guys laughing? He's not funny.
I had actually seven. I got seven laughs.
That's
did you hear that, Philip? Where's Philip? All right. I'm just kidding. Who's the lucky person that we have next on the list?
Kyle Benavidez.
Everybody, give it up for Kyle Benavidez.
Keep it going for
Count it down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, I'm a wannabe badass. And like other wannabe badasses, I pretend to make my own clothes from scrap. But I don't know how. So I still shop at Sears. And they don't even exist anymore. I'm an amateur bodybuilder, but I haven't competed since COVID. So now I just pose in random places, like in the line at the dry cleaners. Hey, are those my sweaters over there? Is this my ticket? Hey, you missed a spot. All right, how about some impressions? Jerry Seinfeld. Oh no, Kramer, I don't know what to do. We ran out of cereal. You're gonna have to go to the store. Take all of my stuff. Forrest Gump. Mama always said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. COVID sucked for me, like it sucked for all of you guys, but not really for the reasons you think. My favorite protein shake was discontinued. My phone screen cracked. She wished space lasers caused the thank you guys so
Everybody
much.
Everybody give it up for Lyle!
Like an absolute pro. Austin broke the room, Kyle fixed it. Huh? How about that? How about that? Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I count it too.
There's impressions that don't go anywhere. That's fine.
I like being mean, especially when Jeff is on mushrooms.
Guys,
too.
I'm so sorry. I feel really bad. I invited all of you out tonight, and these guys fucking suck. I'm really fucking sorry. Is the next guy here Spaghetti Jake yet?
No.
Not yet.
You wanna, hey.
You want audible?
Yeah.
Alright,
hey,
guys.
Hey, we have a guest appearance.
Woo!
He's a fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a former winner, and he just whispered in my ear at the bathroom. He's like, can I go up? So here we go. Please give your warm welcome. Give a warm welcome to Phil Tornor, everybody.
Woo! Help him get it down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I didn't whisper that in your ear. I was whispering, this is, dude, Kyle's crushing right now. This is the most laughs he's ever had. is anybody watching Stepdad porn? I know it's 2004. But I'm getting back into it.
Shut the fuck up.
It's just because, like, every time there's, like, this moment where the stepdaughter's like, oh, yes, welcome me, Daddy. And then the stepdad, he stops. Me dad. And then I come really hard because it reminds me of the bond that I wish that I had with my dad.
Connection and trust. I cried when I lost my virginity, and it wasn't after, it was before, a little bit during. having intimacy issues doesn't stop me from jerking off all the time. You know, some people, therapists, say that it's the cause. I was dating one girl that loved going through my phone in the middle of the night. Let's just call her Red Flag. And woke up in the middle of the night, my phone hit my chest. I looked down, it's the porn I was watching the night before. Anal. So I look over to her, bro, full of regret, you know what I'm saying? I should have deleted my history. I'm like, I was scrolling through Instagram, baby cheeks, you know what I'm saying? Saw a five-layer gum commercial, you know how those things make me feel. You weren't there, it's your fault. I know you were at work. What am I supposed to do, wait for you? Let me go back to sleep and dream of a version of you that doesn't have such high standards. That joke's called I Miss You. Where are you? You guys want to see how many push-ups I can do? That's it.
Okay. Everybody give it up for Jenny Lee!
An absolute killer. In the demonstration. What a fantastic. Hey, how many laughs did
also
you have?
A former winner.
Also a former winner.
Yeah, they're competing for a cash prize tonight, guys. There's some shit on the line, these fucking people. I got them at 15. I got
15 laughs. Keep it going.
For Spaghetti J.
Spaghetti Man himself. Guys.
One more time for Spaghetti J. Yeah. That is his name. That is his name.
The Spaghetti Man, yeah. Guys, your next comic, don't know too much about him, but I'm sure he'll probably crush or not. Whatever. Who cares? Everybody give it up for Russell Kay.
Russell Kay. Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm not a cool guy. I have a hard time convincing people I'm not a youth pastor. Excited to be here. My wife and I, we've had a lot of disagreements on like what I can and can't do since COVID. Like I felt like, hey, as long as I wear a mask, I get my booster shot, I'm gonna be fine. But she's been so nervous about like getting COVID, she hasn't touched me in 5 years. Excited to be up here in Denver. I'm from Colorado Springs. And if you're familiar with the area at all, I live downtown. I live next to the Colorado School for the Deaf and the Blind, which I actually just found out recently. This is a fun fact for you guys. Do you know what their mascot is? Yeah, neither do they. I've been told that's a mean joke. It's all right. My dad is actually blind. I made sure I ran that joke by him. Let me tell you something, he did not see that coming. Huh? Yeah, that's not a youth pastor joke. Not a youth pastor, mainly because I always hated the like cool youth pastor growing up, who was always trying to like set the boundaries but still be friends with the kids, right? Like cool youth pastors who'd be like, hey kids, underage drinking, drink before you're 21. It's not safe, it's immoral, don't do it. Okay? But if you're gonna do it, be safe. You know, you can come to my house. I can watch you. Keep an eye on you. Nothing creepy about it. Just a dude making sure those kids get home safe. All right? Cool youth pastor goes, hey, kids, premarital sex. Sex before you marry. Don't do it. It's not safe. It's immoral. But I get it. If you're feeling those urges, I still want you to be safe. So just make sure that you do it in my house where I can watch you and keep an eye on you. That was supposed to be my 2 minutes. I don't know,
Bart,
Cummies. I've been Russell
Keller.
Thank you guys so much.
Everybody give it up for Russell
Keller. Give it up for the Book of Mormon.
Give it up for the Book of Mormon. Absolutely, I had one more laugh when he said Bart and Cummies.
Yeah.
I absolutely did laugh.
Cummies was a lot of fun. You have the marker.
Oh, yeah, the marker. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Oh, good. Thanks, man.
Who's the one on shrooms?
I got him at 12.
12. Keep it going for Russell. Who do you got next on the list, Jeff?
Up next, keep it going for Joshua Masick, everybody.
Everybody, keep it going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm Jeff from the timeline where he went to college. Right, we'll take it. I look like I teach an MMA yoga class. Next is the armbar pose. Namaste down. All right. I
am Middle Eastern, but I'm light-skinned, depending how racist you are. Do you not see it? My biological father was Middle Eastern. He left before I was born, hence why I call him my biological father. We have all got one of those, but only a few of us use those words. You guys should all start calling your dad your biological father immediately. You'll never know what secrets you might find out. My dad left before I was born. Like I said, my mom told me about him though. She was like, he was Lebanese, an immigrant, he had a really bad drug problem, he was an asshole. And to a child, that doesn't sound very good. But to an adult, I hang out with dudes like that every day. That's like half my friend group. Like if a guy pulls up out front in like an 80s shitty sports car and is like, my friend, where's the nearest titty bar? I'm like, I'm driving. Okay, how much time we got left? All right. I went through a divorce last year. We weren't actually married. We just lived together for 6 years and had a T-Mobile contract. It's the millennial marriage, you know. We just had to go see your magistrate Alejandro at the T-Mobile store in Federal to split up our family plan. It was a very affordable arbitration. I let her keep the upgrades on the account. I was like, I'm off to Verizon. All right, thanks, guys.
Everybody keep it going for Josh and Macy! You got him out of 10. That's pretty good for the dead room. Pretty good for the dead room. Who's the next comic that you got on that little list?
I got a man named Michael Mann.
Everybody give it up for Michael Mann. And count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm new to Colorado. Just moved here last year. When I first moved here, I was kind of confused. I thought that Colorado was filled up with a bunch of child molesters. Because I kept hearing dudes brag about how they just dominated a 14-er. It's like Great Clips the other day. Oh, cool. All right. It's like Great Clips the other day getting a haircut. And at Great Clips, they had like this little sign that'll show you, like, it's like a screen. I'll show you who's next to get their haircut. And the guy in front of me, his name was Ray. His last name started with a P. And the lady comes out and she looks at me and she points. She goes, "Are you rapey?" I was like, No. That guy's rapey. And then he got up and went to the back and raped her. She should have seen that coming. Yeah, I added that just for this room. I hate how baby crazy America is. Like, people here are weird about telling you how much money they make, but they'll tell everybody that they're trying to have a kid, you know? Like, how much money do I make? Let's change the subject. So recently, I've been blasting fat loads into my wife. That's what they're saying when they're trying. What else was I going to do? Oh, okay, 55 seconds. I have a bidet. Anybody else in here have a bidet? You can raise your hand if you do. You don't have to start breaking it. All right, so me and this guy, cleanest buttholes in the room. Right, buddy? Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe that America, we're so disgusting. Before we got into using bidets, we got right into eating ass. Like, you're supposed to do that the other way around. All right, I'll fuck that up. So I diarrheaed myself the other day. Anybody else that happened to? I just used my bidet, and so with the bidet, you shoot water up your butt. And I had a fart, and I thought that I didn't get all the water out of my butt, so I farted in my kitchen naked, and all of a sudden there's all this water on the ground, and then my wife's behind me, and she goes, "There is shit running down your leg!" Anyways, fuck, alright, I did not break you guys tonight, and it's unfortunate, because my second act is going to be fucking good, and I wish I would have brought it up in the first one. Bye!
Everybody give it up for Michael Mann! Hell yeah!
There was one little piggy that laughed at the rape joke.
Yeah, God. Anyway, that was funny.
A hungry piggy. I got him at seven. Not the worst, not the best,
but you know.
Bring the heat round one. What do you say to this for round two? Bullshit.
It's like that light for part two. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. You know what I mean?
Is Kelsey right. Wood here yet?
Kelsey Wood is here.
Alright.
Reset it. Everybody count it down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
horn may be small, but it is E.
I got something.
Oh, shut up! This isn't real! God, you don't count! Is this not speed dating? Wow. I thought it was unsettling listening to the male comics from the back, but your faces are even more so. Tanya, you're killing me, dude. Like, someone put a muzzle on her. You're lost, folks. My boobs look like Steve Buscemi's eyes. Spit take, yeah. That's all I fucking they do. A lot of times people say, prove it, you know, and this isn't that kind of show, but I do have the paperwork. You know, the celebrity lookalike centers send a picture of your face and they tell you the three celebrities you look like. A picture of my face, and the three celebrities I got back were Steve Buscemi, and Gollum. What the fuck is right? Yeah, suck on my golems is not what I want to say in bed. This guy wants it, though. Yeah, it was him. It was your friend. He wants to suck on some Gollum tits. Prove it?
Yeah.
All right, man, get up here. You got 7 seconds. You got 5 seconds to get a stumble on these bitches.
Everybody give it up for Kelsey Wood!
Gollum tits. Gollum tits. Hell yeah. When did you get Kelsey Wood at?
I got her 14.
14. Give it up for Kelsey Wood. 14. Do we have one more comic left?
I have one more comic left. Who's? Yeah. Okay. Keep it going. Your final comic of round one, the final 2 minute round. Keep it going.
For Rachel Crow, everybody.
Everybody, give it up for Rachel Crow.
I got it now.
From 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Me. It's an autopsy report. This was written in 1700 about a very inbred king. Just to set the stage, his personal physicians described him as constantly on the verge of death. And also, from the day of his birth, they were waiting for his death. So it's pretty poetic. He died at like 28 of old age. This is his autopsy report. The king's body did not contain a single drop of blood. His heart was the size of a peppercorn. His lungs corroded. His intestines rotten and gangrenous. He had a single testicle, black as coal. And his head was full of water. That's the whole autopsy report. I tried to look up the book it was in. I know, I'm not running out of things to say, but at least I'm not doing my real material. What a waste that would be. I ran out of things to say. That is the autopsy report. Boy, light for part two. So for part two, I wrote an autopsy report for Jacob. In that style. I didn't do it for Jeff, because that would be sad. But man, do I have an autopsy report for you guys. You know, I was... Truly, this is real. I was born dead.
Thank you.
And the 2 minutes before my father knew if I would live or not, that was shorter than these 2 minutes. I promise you that. Okay. And this is when infant baby Rachel breathes.
Everybody give it up for Rachel. Oh.
Hell yeah.
Jacob, what'd you have her at?
I got her at 15, everybody. 15 with that fucking autopsy report. Holy shit. That was insane. Should we do a little 5 minute break?
No, let's roll.
Let's just keep rolling. Fuck it. We're going to round two. Jeff, who are the comics that you have for round two?
All right. So it was pretty. I mean, it was kind of close for some people. I'm erasing all the people that have not advanced. I'm gonna make sure I got this right. All the performers tonight, you do get a drink. So great. grab that, please. Thank you for...
Yeah, everyone who performed in the jazz room can get a free drink, so...
Everyone who's seen tonight, thank you. 1, 2, 3. All right, and that eliminates... All right, your people advancing. The minimum score to advance was 14. So, squeaking in at 6, we have Kelsey Wood!
Come on, Kelsey Wood!
We have Rachel Crow!
Yes. Rachel Crow!
We have Spaghetti Jake!
Give it up for Spaghetti Jake!
We have Clinton Johnson!
Yeah!
We have Josh Creedon!
Yeah!
And the one that broke the room, Austin Langley!
Austin Langley!
Jacob, can you set that to 1 minute, please?
Yeah.
All right, folks. It gets a little heated now. We only have
6 performers going for a minute. We're gonna get the tempo off. We're gonna get the excitement going, but keep it zip it.
Honestly, I think we should remove Tanya.
that's fair at this point. All right, are we ready for round 2?
Yeah!
Okay, so round 2, everybody!
Let's go!
All right, ready? Guys, your first comic of round 2, a minute to make you laugh. Please keep it going for Kelsey Wood, everybody.
Kelsey Wood!
Round it out
from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So much. I really do. I think she's gonna come back one day. Jesus did, so my mom will.
Everybody give it up for Quinn Johnson!
Quinn, I hate to say this, Jesus has not come back, actually, so. That was a good set. I got Quinn at 11!
11!
Keep it going for Quinn Johnson at 11.
And your next performer, keep it going for Rachel Crow.
Rachel Crow! Everybody, help us count her down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shut up. kind of fucked up cult have you guys started here? Son of a bitch. I tried to figure out the whole time what I was going to break up here for round two. Started off with a bang, round one. Any questions? Yes, Will?
It's the Super Bowl.
No, I can't break back all that. The Super Bowl will never make it to. Oh, smart spar jokes, that's what's good about it.
Everybody give them for Austin Langley!
Alright.
I got,
Not advancing.
Five. I got not advancing.
Alright, we have two contestants left. Rachel Crow. Rachel Crow. And Josh Green. Give it up for Josh Green, everybody. Oh, no, wait, wait, wait.
Not yet.
I wanted to say, guys, one more time for being here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. It's been the best show yet. Because it's the first time we've got it here, we didn't sell a lot of tickets tonight. If you guys could help us get a big cash prize pot going for these comics, if you got any cash, throw it on in there. Appreciate you. They've been working hard, and we want to make this finale worth it. So, guys, if you don't mind just passing that around.
Pass it around. You don't have to give us
cash,
money, but.
You know, if you got cash, yeah, you do it. You don't have to. There we go. We got it. Here we go, guys. Cash App or Venmo. Venmo works.
Jeff, this is 2022. Put my goddamn Venmo on the fucking board.
Thank you
to this woman for keeping us in 2022. Get out of this woman. Put my goddamn Venmo on that bullshit.
You're right.
Cuss. Anyway, the third round and the final round is going. Oh, wait, no, that's a guy's. Goddamn it. I'm a fucking idiot. The final contestants are going to have 30 seconds, correct? 30 seconds to make you laugh, okay? And the cash prize is what,
$25? No, I mean, it's real.
Oh, it's whatever you guys fucking put in it, so.
Yeah, that's right. We're not getting any of this off. This is all for the
food. Don't worry, none of it's going to Quentin, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Rachel Crow or Josh Green, thank you all. Should we get it going?
Yes, let's fucking get it going, right. Jesus Christ.
That is the second time someone after the dead room has asked, is Quentin okay? Yeah.
Is he?
Just yes.
You gotta check, he's at the bar.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's awesome. Guys, okay. Let's get it going. 30 seconds on the board. First contestant of the finale. Rachel Crow, everybody.
Everybody, give it up for Rachel Crow.
Count it down from five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is my autopsy report. Tabulate that shit, Jeff. Her intestines were loaded with pictures of kids that weren't hers. She was full of gunk. She was full of smushed bugs, the kind from her windshield or a glass door. Her ass was banging. Her rectum, easy. Her rectum was massive and tattered at the anus like DIY jorts. You know what I mean? Like when you cut them.
Everybody give it up for Rachel Brown! I got 12 laughs and one aww. So.
Yeah, that's the joke is dark.
It is dark. Put 12 laughs and one aww.
And your final contestant of the dead room, Josh Creedon, everybody.
Everybody keep going for Josh Creedon.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is anyone else shocked that I'm here too? Okay. What? One? Yeah. All right, thank you. You guys ever find out good news about yourself in kind of a scary way? The other day I walked into an In-N-Out bathroom, and there's just an essentially nude 3-year-old, just shirt up, pants down, peeing everywhere. And I was like, oh, yuck, that's disgusting. I was kind of scared, it was gross. But, you know, that's good news. Because it's not super often that you get to, like, check if you're a pedophile. Yeah. All
right. Everybody keep it going for Josh Freeman! Too loaded! Don't choose a different joke! One liner, please!
I got a better joke!
Jesus Christ!
Bummer! Bummer!
And naked. That would have really gotten going. I got two for Josh Breezy. Everybody, bring Rachel Crow to the stage. Everybody, keep it going for Rachel Crow, the winner of tonight's Stella! Thank you guys so much for participating in this. We do this twice a month.
One more time for Rachel Crow.
Everybody give it up for Rachel Crow.
My shirt is tucked into my underwear.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Well, yeah, that was amazing. We've done this about seven. We've done it about seven, eight times now. It's all been great. You guys can listen to every episode on Spotify. It's our podcast, Dessert with Dead Room Comedy. Follow us, Dead Room Comedy, on Instagram, all that stuff. We do shows every week, and we love to have you keep coming back. We're going to be here every third Friday, so guys, tell your friends. This is a lot. You guys have a good night tonight? This has truly been the biggest crowd we've had.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
It's never gone this well. You guys have been a part of that. Get home safe. Have a good night. Buy some drinks. Fuck yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Bro, baby.
Dead Room Comedy. Dead Room. Dead Room Comedy. Comedy.